Come on, children, don't be shy.
It's the baddest family podcast in the land.
Bringing people and the finest in entertainment together.
The Black Daddy Podcast.
With the holiday season upon us, many people are starting to ponder their New Year's resolutions. Here at the Black Daddy Podcast, whenever we seek inspiration, encouragement, or motivation, the man we look to is Eric Thomas, also known as E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. His podcast, The Secret to Success with CJ and E.T., Curriculum, and Simple Quotes help us to refresh our focus on the goals we set. We will share with you our favorite E.T. quotes to help motivate and jumpstart your goal setting. Stay tuned.
1, 2, 3.
Daddy!
You're listening to the Black Daddy Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Black Daddy Podcast. We back, everybody. We back. And listen, I wanted to, first of all, say hello. What's up, people? Love you guys. Thank you so much. We finally crossed the 10,000 download mark, boo.
Wow.
It's pretty
amazing
for us here at the Black Daddy Podcast.
That's
you know, sending you guys out an episode. We try to do it once a week over the last almost year. It's amazing to see just, again, people support, the response, and the blessing of being able to bring inspiration, motivation, and a whole bunch of goodness to you guys. So listen, we're going to jump right back into it. E.T.'s quotes that have helped us throughout this year going into 2017. And so the quote of the week is the following. Ready, bae?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So they're having a conversation in the most recent Secret to Success podcast. And the quote is this. Here we go. It's not what happened to you that broke you. It's that you weren't ready for what happened to you. It's not what happened to you that broke you, but it's that you weren't ready for what happened to you. And man, that hit me right in between the eyes because, you know, right upside the face. And I tend to be a type of person who is spontaneous. I tend to be a little adventurous. And at many times, if I'm quite honest, I tend to say that I thrive well under pressure. But what I come to realize is that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know, many times it's really easy to want to be adventurous or spontaneous, but it ends up shooting you in the foot because life throws curveballs, and it's not so much that we try to plan every single little detail out to where, you know, we are able to, you know, to just plan life out perfectly. But we find ourselves, and I find myself many times broken because I didn't plan. And so therefore, I find myself maybe stuck longer because I didn't do a really good job of being ready for what came, you know. And many times in life, there's lots of invariables and tangibles. And so a lack of preparation really can have you looking, and has had me looking at many times in life, just looking stupid. And again, the quote is, listen, it's not what happened to you that broke you, but it's that you weren't ready for what happened to you. Babe, let's talk about that. What do you think?
It speaks to the power of preparation and the ability to forecast, you know, and see ahead into the future based on what's happened to you in the past, based on what you observe in the life of those around you. So just be able to, as much as you can, minimize risk, minimize just those breaking factors, like those things in life that, whether it's like a relationship that you're in, a decision that you have to make, something at your job, something financially, just to be able to like pay attention to the signs, you know, like if there's a storm that's forming in the clouds above, like it's gonna rain, like it's gonna rain. So like get an umbrella, like show up ready, be prepared. And I think there's nothing like, I mean, there's just really nothing. I'm trying to think of any other factor in life, any other thing in your control apart from preparation and the ability to brace yourself for what's coming and not be so blindsided. And I think that it helps you to rebound quicker, to regroup and recoup faster when you are braced for the storm. You know, living here in Florida, when they talk to us about like a hurricane coming, it's like you have to hunker down, like get your, you know, your food, your water to last you some several days. Just that preparation is like, if the storm does end up hitting you, you're ready, you know. And then if it doesn't, it's like, cool, like at least we were ready, like better to be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, going into this new year, I just want to be able to, as I think of my goals, also think of what are potential barriers, hindrances, things that, you know, in and of my own self, things that can happen externally that can hinder me from realizing my goals and being able to, you know, mitigate those, like just do whatever's in my control and in my power to lessen the potential of things going, you know, not in my favor, if that makes sense. So I just know that any time that, you know, I've taken the time to prepare, it's just, I don't regret it. You know, I don't regret it. If anything, I might be over prepared for something. And then it's kind of like, cool. Like, but it doesn't hurt. Like if I don't prepare, I regret that I didn't prepare. You know, it's like, but I never regret being prepared. So it's like, why not? And I just have to remind myself of that. Sometimes you can get comfortable or lazy and just be like, oh, well, you know, and it's like, no, you will live to regret that. You know, you will. So just do what you know to do, man. Like,
I think that's dope. When you say, you know, I'll never regret being prepared. I think that's so true, you know, and it's really biblical where Solomon's asking his son to look at the ant. So like, think about like nature, you know what I'm saying? You got huge animals, but then you have like these really small species of animals and more notably an insect, right? So he says, my son, give your eyes no sleep and your eyelids no slumber. Save yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. And if you think about summer and harvest, it's like, you know, summer is like, oh, hot summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody thinking about like soup, stews, you know what I'm saying? Potatoes. You think about like a popsicle and some watermelon. But he's saying, hey, my son, like, don't get caught up on the season that you're in. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be so tunnel vision on like, yo, like, I'm high, I want me a Coca-Cola. It's like, no, like, think ahead to what's going to happen in the fall time. Think ahead to the time that you're going to need some warm food. So right now, gather the potatoes, gather, you know what I'm saying, your chicken so that you can make your chicken broth, because the winter is coming and you're going to need something warm for that season. I think to approach life in a way where, once again, it's not so much about like being, like you were saying, like fearful or being, you know, having a state of like, oh, like, just in case, like the worst case scenario, but you do want to live in a way to where
you get that it's life and things happen, you know, things happen. And so you want to be prepared. Like, I know something I've really, really lived to unregret or enjoy the benefits of is the preparation that I took, you know, that we took getting out of debt and the years of, you know, sacrifice of delayed gratification. So much of that we took the time to do prior to having children biologically. You know, so many people say, oh, well, you can never be ready for kids. You can never be ready for kids. And I mean, it's not that like I have everything that I want now, but, you know, as far as like material things, as far as, how much money's in my bank account, but I have enough to where, I don't have to work, and that, and being able to stay home with my daughter, that's like priceless. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is preparation and was forethought and was insight into taking observation of my coworkers who came back from maternity leave and were crying, you know, like missing their babies. And even when, you know, we were, taking our foster kids to daycare and just that whole grind and just seeing like, I don't want this for my future. I want to do what I can do now financially to prepare, to have less bills, to have less expenses, so that I can be spending my time the way that I want to for our household and for our family. And it's like, is just such a real and recent example of, you know, living with no regrets based on having the forethought, the insight into your future, the ability to forecast ahead. And then you look back and you just thank yourself, you know, and that's how I want to live, you know? This, like, it's so worth it. And in the grind, it's not easy, but you have to just, you know, remember your why and remember, like, that ultimately, like, you won't be broken. Like, you will have something there, like, on the back end.
And again, it's not what happens to you that breaks you. It's that you and I, we aren't ready for what happens to us.
We leave you with this from E.T. Are you a gazelle or are you a lion? When the gazelle wakes up, it runs. It wakes up every day knowing if it doesn't outrun the lion, it doesn't survive. But if the lion isn't chasing it, it doesn't run. But when the lion wakes up, it's running. No one has to push him to do it. Because if he doesn't run, he doesn't eat, then he dies. Are you a gazelle or are you a lion?
Come on, children, don't be shy.
It's the baddest family podcast in the land.
Bringing people and the finest in entertainment together.
The Black Daddy Podcast.